I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a soldier for Christ. I'm a
soldier. No, they'll never take us under, because we're bringing truth like thunder. Raining on your speakers like a ton of bricks. Hold the cross high, cause we're Catholics. Fight the good fight with the truth. Stand tall with the truth. I'm a warrior for Christ. I'm in love with the truth. Love God, save souls, slay error.
Go stronger.
Welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jesse will be in soon. He's on the radio on a secular station, and he'll come in. I've got Paul Clay, former sheriff, 31 and a half years with the Sheriff's Department. You've had him on before. Today's show's going to be special, and I'll tell you why. We had an atomic bomb explode in the church. It's called Archbishop Vigano's powerful letter to President Trump about eternal struggle between good and evil playing out right now. I'm like, wow, when I read that, powerful. Also, we're going to have Father Frank Pavone on halfway through the show. You don't want to miss that. He's going to talk about how this letter is getting right into President Trump's hand and what the effect that will have on the church. Paul Clay, are you with us, brother?
Yes, I am.
All right.
Happy to be here.
I'm happy to have you. Jesse's on another station right now doing an interview, so we'll have you, Paul. And I like having policemen around me. I'm into that. Paul, we're going to read right now because we have a full show with invites of people coming, and we always start our shows out with the gospel because we go to soul food. We got to have God's word. We got to read it every day. It's incredibly important that we have that, and we read the gospel readings from daily mass. So I'm going to read right from Matthew chapter 5, verse 1 to 12. We call it the Sermon on the Mount, and it's just a summary of what Christ is teaching us. And boy, this is so appropriate for our culture today. So here goes, a reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. When Jesus saw the crowds, he went up the mountain, and after he sat down, his disciples came to him. He began to teach them, saying, here it comes, blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they who mourn, for they will be comforted. Blessed are the meek, which is the teachable, for they will inherit the land. Blessed are they who hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they will be satisfied. Blessed are the merciful, for they will be shown mercy. Blessed are the clean of heart, for they will see God. Blessed are the peacemakers, policemen, for they will be called children of God. Blessed are they who are persecuted for the sake of righteousness, for theirs is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are you when they insult you and they persecute you and utter every kind of evil against you falsely because of me. Wow. Rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus, they persecuted the prophets who were before you. The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. Paul Clay, are you excited with that reading? Man, that just says it all. I want to hear your thoughts, and I'll give you mine. Go ahead, brother. Paul Clay, did I lose you? Okay. Paul, go ahead. Give me your thoughts on the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 1 to 12.
Okay, Terry, we got disconnected there, but I can get you. We're talking about the Beatitudes.
That's right, the Beatitudes. You didn't hear me read the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 1 through 12. Yeah, blessed are the peacemakers and all that, yes. So I will give you my take on it, but I always like to give you my guest first shot at it.
Well, I think that nothing could be more appropriate for followers of Christ during a time like this.
Yes,
and we have to remember that these are the marching orders for the believer in Christ.
Amen.
And this is how we have to approach every single situation.
Yep.
That's my take right off the back. Especially. We're talking about 1 through 10, correct?
Correct. 1 through 12, actually. Go ahead.
1 through 12.
Yes, sir.
Yeah, well, when I see blessed are you when men revile you,
yes,
and persecute
exactly
you and utter all kinds of evil against you,
yes,
falsely on my account, rejoice and be glad, for
yep
your reward is great in heaven.
Amen.
Terry, I can tell you right now, a lot of that is going on.
You got that, partner.
If you stand for the truth,
yep,
right
yep
now,
oh,
you are going to be ridiculed.
Guaranteed.
You will be rejected.
Yep.
Because the scripture tells us, friends with the world is enmity towards God.
Amen.
And right now, the spirit of the world is strong.
Yep.
And unfortunately, you know, it's infiltrated in some corners of the church.
Yeah, absolutely. And we're going to talk just about that too, Paul. Paul, you know, the only thing I would add to that is I love the end of that verse where it says, rejoice and be glad, for your reward will be great in heaven. Thus they persecuted the prophets who were before you. I think of this, and I'll tell you why. Whenever you speak up for the truth in a culture that's like ours right now, you will be persecuted.
Yeah.
But I think back,
amen,
I think back on what St. Pope Felix III said back in 475. He said, not to oppose error is to approve it. Not to defend
right
truth is to suppress it. And indeed,
right,
to neglect to confound evil men when we can do it is no less a sin than to encourage them. Paul, I read that and I say, wow, that's today, sins of omission. Are we going to be quiet in the midst of oppression right now? And we have to proclaim Christ,
yes,
to everyone, even when it means, amen, imprisonment.
Terry, don't you always quote, is it Bishop
yep
Fulton Sheen
yep
on that, when he says, the only thing for evil to triumph?
Yes,
can you give me that?
Yeah, that good do nothing. That's a quote. Only for evil to triumph is when good people do nothing.
And, you know, nothing could be more appropriate right then and there because, you know, evil
that's
will
right
always try to rule the day.
That's right.
And if you love corrects, the Bible says.
It
and
certainly
so
is.
You know, if you see something and it's wrong, you know, I want to encourage everybody to speak out and make your opinion known because, you know, if we do nothing, then evil rules the day.
Yep. Well said. And Paul, Bishop Sheen has a saying today that says something similar to what you just quoted, so I want to bring him in on that locomotive train right now. Full Sheen ahead here. Paul Clay is with me. Jesse will be here soon. And we're quoting Bishop Sheen, and he says, this fits right into our Matthew chapter 5. Bishop Sheen says, we can lose our souls not only by doing evil, but also by neglecting the good. And what do I mean by that? By sitting back on the sidelines. Paul Clay, I do this now every day after Fulton Sheen. I talk about that praying for the poor souls in purgatory, for those who die today. This is the number right now that 38,035 babies are dying every day through abortion, okay? And you know what, Paul? I wish BlackMatters.com would acknowledge that about 40% of the unborn babies are African American, and we've been fighting abortion for 50 years as Christianity. And I just want to say, all lives matter. Okay, unborn and born. Now we also have today to pray for 1,670 people that are dying today from cancer. Average coronavirus.
Wow.
Paul, 824 people. You had that. You didn't die.
Wow.
You were one of the, but yeah, 824 people.
Thank God.
Amen. You wouldn't be here. But here's my point. I want to pray right now for all those, the unborn babies that are dying today, the people that are dying in all around our country from whatever diseases, violence that's going on in our world. Every weekend we hear about people killing each other. Let's pray as a practice as Catholics. So we pray this prayer. In the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Eternal rest grant unto them, O Lord, and let the perpetual light shine upon them. May they rest in peace, and may the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest
in
peace. Now, Paul Clay, thank you. And Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, amen. Paul Clay is joining me. He's a former sheriff for like 31 and a half years. Like Jesse, they worked together for some time. And I asked Paul to come on board because we're going to be talking about Archbishop Vigano's powerful letter to President Trump, where he lays it all out And I'm telling you, I want to read this letter to you folks because it is a eye-opener, and it'll give you an insight on what's happening in our world and in our church. And I hope what it does is it motivates you to deeply fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church, and become more active in your spiritual life and your active life for standing up for Christ. Because this is the Catholic moment right now, folks. And I hope you don't say no and sit on the sidelines, because we're asking you to get up. Hey, matter of fact, getting up, Jess Romero's men's conference is this weekend with Tim Gordon and Ruben Nava. You can join us through the internet, through our website and our app. It'll start at 9 o'clock this Saturday. And then after that, the following weekend, our good friend Steve Ray, he's going to have a virtual conference of the Holy Land on the 20th of June. For 4 hours, he's going to walk you through all the biblical stuff in the Holy Land and show you all how salvation history worked it all the way out without even getting on a plane to go to the Holy Land. And when we come back, I really mean this. To me, this is a letter that shocked me reading every word. I read it 3 times in a row. I just was like, wow, Archbishop Vigano, you are the John the Baptist of the Catholic Church in my time and my age. And when we come back, we'll talk about that. Go ahead, Paul.
The shot heard around the world.
The shot, yep. It really is. And why? Because he's calling things out that we need to hear. And if you want to come to our conferences, go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. Tell your friends about this conference. And this will be this weekend at the men's conference. And the following week will be Steve Ray talking about the Holy Land and walking us through all that. You're listening to the Terry and Jesse Show. Paul Clay's sitting in for Jess right now as he's on another radio station giving an interview. We'll be back with much more on Archbishop Vigano's powerful letter. Help the Helpless, a Minnesota St. Paul nonprofit organization chaired by Father of Tyr and volunteers, is humbly asking you for your kind support to help the poor and the handicapped children in India and Ecuador. Through financial support from the Help of the Helpless benefactors, the children are provided with clothing, food, education, shelter, and the teachings of the Catholic Church. The mission is to help children thrive and become self-sufficient young adults leading productive lives. We also provide aid to poor families in Ecuador with food baskets, medicines, medical assistance, and help with funeral needs for the deceased. The work in India is done by Father Antonio's organization, St. Mary's. In Ecuador, the work is being done by the Servant Sisters of the Home of Mother. You can call us at 877-762-8857. To learn more, please visit our website, www.helpthehelpless.org. God bless you.
Coming up on the next Empowered by the Spirit with Deacon Steve Greco.
This show is one of the most important shows that we've done because it's a focus on the current pandemic, COVID-19. Bishop David is filled with the Holy Spirit, someone who is right in tune with what we need to do to grow spiritually. And I'm so excited to put it on Virgin Most Powerful Radio. This is a show that will give us encouragement and will give us hope.
Catch Empowered by the Spirit Fridays after the Terry and Jesse Show on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. Jess is on another interview right now about his book. And Paul Clay is with me. And Father Frank Pavone is going to join us in another segment halfway through the show to talk about this letter that was written to President Trump. He had some contacts, and he has some interesting things to say about this letter. Paul Clay is joining me. And, Paul, I want to read a first paragraph and then get your take also from the letter that Archbishop Vigano released. This letter, he said, Dear Mr. President, in recent months, we have been witnessing the formation of two opposing sides that I would call biblical, the children of light and the children of darkness. Oh, wow. The children of light consists the most conspicuous part of humanity, while the children of darkness represent an absolute minority. And yet, the former are the object of a sort of discrimination which places them in a situation of moral inferiority with respect to their adversaries, who often hold strategic positions in government, in politics, in the economy, and in the media. It is apparently inexplicable way the good are held hostage by the wicked and by those who help them either out of self-interest or fearfulness. Paul Clay, I have to ask you, when you started to read this letter, what did it do to you as a Catholic? Did it build you up, or was this something like, what did it do for you when you read this letter as a Catholic?
Well, Terry, I can tell you, for me, it was a message of hope.
Amen.
You know, we live in a time where there's a lot of confusion. There's confusion within the church. There's confusion all around the world. And there's so many different contradictory messages being spread. And people, you know, people are looking for leadership, and
Amen.
We're looking for a voice that we can follow. And when you have somebody on the apostolic level,
yes.
such as Cardinal Vigano, who gives a letter so precise and so exacting, it's encouraging. It just blessed me. I was smiling from ear to ear.
Yeah, well, I hope it helps you fall deeper in love with Jesus Christ and his bride, the church.
Amen.
That's what it did for me. Jess Romero's off the other interview. Jess, are you with us, brother? I can't hear him. I see him, but I don't hear him, Mr. Engineer.
He'll get there.
Okay. Hey, Paul, Jesse, are you there? Nope. Okay, well, he'll be coming in. Jesse, or Paul, it says these two sides, which have a biblical nature, follow the clear separation between the offspring of the woman and the offspring of the serpent. Man, this is Genesis 3:15. He's
yeah.
biblical, isn't he? On one
yeah,
hand, yeah, there are those who, although, is Jess with us?
Yeah, I'm on. Go
okay.
ahead, keep reading.
Okay.
Yeah.
On one hand, there are those who, although they have 1,000 defects and weaknesses, are motivated by the desires to do good, to be honest, to raise their family, to engage in work, to give prosperity to their homeland, to help the needy, and in the obedience of the law of God, to merit the kingdom of heaven. That's me, man. On the other hand, there are those who serve themselves, who do not hold any moral principles, who want to demolish the family and the nation, exploit workers to make themselves unduly wealthy, promote internal divisions and wars, and accumulate power and money for them, and the fallacious illusion of temporal well-being will one day, if they do not repent, yield to a terrible fate that awaits them far from God. Here it comes, a prelate saying, in eternal damnation. Thank you. See, Jesse, this is what we need right now in the church. Welcome back, Jess.
Yeah, the three things that he says that are very important.
Tell me.
He's very New Testament.
Yes.
Children of light,
yep.
children of darkness. That's new. That's St. Paul's.
That's language, yeah.
Those are St. Paul's words. He also talks about the children of the offspring,
mm-hmm.
Our Lady,
yes.
and the offspring of the servant. Very New Testament. Yeah, and he also talks about, he's alluding to socialism, what you just read, Terry.
Absolutely.
Talking about the socialism, communism being unleashed. And another thing he talks about towards the end is he talks about, and by the way, he's building up the president, because the president has been criticized by prelates in our church.
Big time.
Being the most pro-life president in my lifetime, the most Catholic-friendly president. So this prelate, a successor of the apostle, really, he's coming to encourage him, because that's what the apostles are called to do,
yeah.
encourage the brethren. he's encouraging the presidents of the most powerful country in the world that he's doing the right thing by standing up against evil. Because, again, because our president has been criticized by leftists in our church.
We have them.
Who don't speak like prelates. They speak like politicians. Paul, you got comments?
Oh, I concur with you wholeheartedly. I mean, I think you hit it right on the head when you said that this letter was designed to lift up the president, because right now our president is being attacked on all sides. Everything he does is being criticized. And for somebody of the stature of Cardinal Vigano to write a letter of encouragement like this, I'm sure, you know, when the president reads it, if he has not read it already, it's just going to strengthen him. So it's a source of strength, and know that he's not alone.
Well said, Paul. Let me ask you this. He has a paragraph that says, "In society, Mr. President, these two opposing realities coexist as an eternal enemies." Wow, Jesse, is that biblical too?
Good and evil. I'll tell you what's important about this is that most modern Catholics, this is something that they reject.
Oh yeah.
And this is something I've been criticized for 30 years because, again, when I had my conversion, right away the cataracts came off, and I saw the world as black and white, and I still do today.
Yep.
Now I have a successor of the apostles. I'm saying, wow, here's another person. I'm not the only one in the boat out there
that sees
the world as black and white. And that's one of the reasons why Paul and myself, we've been good friends, Terry, you and myself, is that we don't see, there's no gray in this battles. The world is black and white. Simple. This is New Testament Pauline theology. And I'm glad to see, because most prelates won't talk like this because this is politically incorrect. And and Archbishop Vigano, I'm telling you, if you don't have him as part of your prayer list, you need to pray that God gives him long life, because I see him as the prophetic voice, and I'm saying prophetic with a capital P,
not a
small P. I see him as the prophetic voice of our day and age right now, Paul.
Jess, listen. The Scripture says those that live godly in Christ Jesus will suffer persecution. And if you know the story behind Cardinal Vigano, you know that he is suffering. And if you're a believer in Jesus Christ, and you know, the Bible says, "Do not marvel if the world hates you, for the world hated me before it hated you, and a servant is not greater than his master." This is something that if you stand for the truth, the world will reject you. And so if you're a believer in Jesus Christ today and everybody's getting along with you and everything seems rosy and great, I think you need to take another look and ask yourself, are you standing for Christ? Are you involved in church militant? Because right now this is an eternal battle of good, of light versus darkness. This goes back to the very beginning from Cain, the seed of Cain, and then the godly line of Seth in the Bible, as you know, the righteous versus the wicked. And this battle has been going on since the dawn of man, and it's going to continue to go on until Jesus Christ comes back.
Well said, Paul. You know, he says things like, just as God and Satan are eternal enemies. When was the last time I heard someone say that? From the pulpit, we hear people say that, Satan isn't even real anymore. You know, there's no devil. He says, it appears that the children of darkness, whom we may easily identify, he says, with the deep state. Jesse, when did you hear a prelate say the deep state, which you wisely oppose and which you fiercely waging war against in these days, and have decided to show their cards, so to speak, by now revealing their plans? There seems to be so certain of already having everything under control that they lay aside the circumspection that until now had at least partially been concealed through their true intentions. Jesse, when did you hear a bishop speak like this, brother? Come on.
No. And I know there's not a lot, but there's the good bishops know this is true about the deep state. I've been saying it for years.
Of course.
No, you've been saying
absolutely.
It for years. Not only has the deep state, which are Masonic, which he also
that's what he pointed out.
That, yep. Okay? The deep state has infiltrated this country huge. That's what we call the that's what President Trump calls what's that term that he uses? Not the garbage. What does he say?
I'm not sure what you're going with.
Yeah, President Trump, he says that we have to drain the swamp. The swamp.
Drain the swamp. Yeah, he always says that.
Drain Cardinal Vigano, he's saying that we have this swamp in the Catholic Church. That's what he's saying.
And he's right.
And he's absolutely right. And you have a lot of we've known this to be true. And I'm glad somebody of the stature of Cardinal Vigano is saying this.
And Paul, before I give you your last thoughts here in this segment, Archbishop Vigano is the one 2 years ago that exposed Cardinal McCarrick's situation with all the corruption inside the church. And we are supposed to be getting a report on that to show who was connected with that. So Vigano really, he really has upset a lot of people, big people in the Catholic Church. So I want to thank him for his courage to doing that. Paul, you know that where the church goes is where its leaders take them. You were high up in the level. You're like a lieutenant in the police force.
Yeah. If people don't know who Paul Clay is, he's a retired lieutenant from the largest sheriff's department in the world, the LA Sheriff's Department. So Paul does have a footprint.
Yeah.
Paul did leave a footprint in the department.
And so,
and
Paul,
also, by the way, he's a black Catholic, which makes him an oxymoron, which we hope his tribe increases.
Paul, give me your thought, though, about his leadership as Archbishop Vigano. What do you think that's going to do for the church today? Give me your take.
Jesus warned us that as we got near the end, that people's love would grow cold. And he's speaking about the church.
Yes.
And, I think Our Lady warned us as well. I mean, even to the point that there would be bishop against bishop.
That's right, Akita.
So, so as Jesse pointed out, that Archbishop Vigano is a prophet with a capital P, and he's a voice that all people who live godly in Christ Jesus can listen to and listen to for instruction, because it's unfortunate, but we're at a time where I think it was one of the popes. What did he say? He said the smoke of Satan has entered.
Paul the VI, 1972, August. You got it.
Yes. And that smoke, has not only entered, but it has come to a fruition and a maturity.
Yep.
And so it's time now to stand for righteousness.
Amen.
And understand that, listen, if God be for us, who can be against us? All power was given to Jesus, and he sent us out into the world. So we should not hesitate to be a voice for righteousness.
Woo! You got me excited, Paul. Thank you for taking. Thanks for joining us here at the Terry and Jesse.
Yes.
And when we come back, folks, we're going to have Father Frank Pavone for Priest for Life, and he's going to have a interesting insight onto this letter by Archbishop Vigano to President Trump. Don't forget, Jess Romero will be here on the men's conference this weekend. Go to Virgin Most Powerful Radio to sign up for that. And Steve Ray follows the following weekend. We'll be back with much more on the Archbishop Vigano letter on Virgin Most Powerful Radio.
Hi, this is Jesse Romero from the Terry and Jesse Show, also from Jesus 911. Let's face it, we all need to use the internet, but we need screen accountability. Why? Pornography is a huge problem, especially on the internet. And every time we tap into the internet, we get bombarded with images and temptations that degrade our humanity. So we need Covenant Eye to block these pornographic sites and advertisements from infiltrating our lives. Covenant Eyes helps us take custody of our eyes and custody of our intellect. So I recommend you go to CovenantEyes.com and type in the promo code VMPR to support the network. Protect yourself and your family from the imminent threats on the internet. www.CovenantEyes.com, code VMPR. Live porn free. Thank you for listening to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Thank you. God bless you. Keep the faith.
Healthcare news today seems to be coming from everywhere and everyone. It's confusing, at least, and untrustworthy at the worst. Dr. Aceta is a faithful Catholic in the Kern County community. He is trustworthy, well-researched, and will only give expert opinion on matters in his own specialty. Catholic teaching at its entirety is of utmost importance to Dr. Aceta. Give Dr. Aceta a call for your obstetrics and gynecological needs at 661-695-6617.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Father Pavone, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. Thank you for always saying yes to life and yes to speaking the truth in charity. Father Frank Pavone, if you don't know him, he's the National Director of Priests for Life. He also serves as the Chairman and Pastoral Director of Rachel's Vineyard. He's also the President of the National Pro-Life Religious Council. He's the Director of the Silent No More campaign. Anything has to do with the gospel of life, you'll find Father Frank Pavone there. Father, welcome to the Terry and Jesse Show. We'd like to get your take on the letter by Archbishop Vigano. The letter of support, of encouragement that he gave to President Trump, I thought that was such an act of charity, so biblical what the St. Paul says, pray and encourage one another, pray for those in leadership. I just find Archbishop Vigano to be very Pauline in his approach with this letter. What does Father Pavone say?
Yes, a good observation. I have the letter here. I was really delighted to see it. And it really is a call to prayer. I mean, when you think about it, if you want to boil it down in its essence, it's a call to prayer. It's a call to all Americans, to all Catholics, to all people of goodwill, to prayer. Why? For the same reason that the gospel calls us to prayer. As the Gospel of John begins by explaining, you know, the light came into the world, Jesus Christ, the Word made flesh, and there were some who loved darkness instead. Now, the gospel doesn't make any distinction. It doesn't say that, those who hate the darkness are, you know, they're the ones who are outside of the church. No. What Archbishop Vigano is pointing out is what something that we all already know is that the division between light and darkness is also within the church. As he says, and I just tweeted out, the quote here, my favorite quote of the whole letter, just as there is a deep state, there is also a deep church. This is so true. And the division between light and darkness runs through the church. It runs through our families. It runs through our hearts. So this should be no surprise. It's very biblical. It's very Pauline, like you said, and it's very needed at this moment in time.
Father Frank, one of the things he said in the letter, he congratulated the president, he says, who's courageously defending the right to life, who's not ashamed to denounce the persecution of Christians throughout the world, and who speaks of Jesus Christ and the right of citizens to freedom of worship. He said, your participation at the March for Life, and more recently your proclamation of the month of April as the National Child Abuse Prevention Month, are actions that confirm which side you wish to fight on. And I dare to believe that both of us are in the same side in this battle, a bit with different weapons. I thought that little paragraph really said a lot there about Mr. President's view and also the Catholic view about the sacredness of life and also religious freedom he talked about. Tell me, Father Frank, do you really think that President Trump is going to be able to read this letter? And tell me if you've made any outreaches to him for that.
I certainly have. I did that right away when I saw the letter. And I can tell you right now, I'm very, very confident. If he hasn't actually read it already, he will be reading it soon.
Good.
With his own eyes. And he will respond, I'm sure, with his gratitude. You know, he's always very he means this. He's very, very grateful when people say they are praying to him. You know, on the night he was elected, he called one of the pastors that ministers to him personally. And when he saw this, the results of this miraculous election in 2016, he called this pastor and he said, "It was the prayers. It was the prayers," you know, because nothing else could explain it.
That's right.
And he knows the power of prayer. He appreciates the commitment of people to pray for him. And I mean, look, this is biblical. Yep. We are commanded to pray for those in authority. It doesn't command us to pray just for those in authority that we agree with politically. I mean, when President Obama was in office, we prayed for him.
Absolutely.
We pray for everybody, in especially in public office, because you know what Paul's letter to the Romans says? That they are ministers of God. It's not just we, the clergy, who are ministers of God. Those in public office are ministers of God, simply from the point of view that any legitimate authority that has been established by God. And so that's where, you know, they're serving we, the people. They are serving the just order of society that God himself has put in place.
Well said.
Father, you know, one of the things that Archbishop Vigano says in the letter twice, he mentions and he tells the president about this deep state that's not only in society, but it's also in the church. He says he uses the term Masonic twice.
That's right.
He does.
It will not be surprising if in a few months we learn once again that hidden behind these acts of vandalism and violence, there are those who hope to profit from the dissolution of the social order so as to build a world without freedom. And then he uses a word in Latin, solve et coagula. He says this is the Masonic, as the Masonic adage teaches. I looked that word up, solve et coagula. It's a motto which means basically something must be broken down before it can be built up again.
Right.
And then he says it again. He uses the term Masonic again. He says to the president, he says, they are subservient to the deep state, to globalism, to align thought to the New World Order, which they invoke ever more frequently in the name of a universal brotherhood, which has nothing Christian about it, but which evokes the Masonic ideals of those who want to dominate the world by driving God out of the courts, out of schools, out of families, and perhaps even out of churches. Boy, he sounds like Saint Maximilian Kolbe. He sounds like he sounds like Saint Padre Pio. And to me, Father, this comports with what the Catechism talks about in paragraph 675. I'm sure you've seen it. It's one of those eschatological paragraphs. And I'm looking at Vigano's letter and 675 of the Catechism. It says, before Christ's second coming, the church must pass through a final trial that will shake the faith of many believers. Then he talks about the persecution that accompanies her pilgrimage on earth will unveil the mystery of iniquity in the form of a religious deception. To me, the religious deception, as I see it more and more, it's Mason. It's the Freemason infiltration in society, in our government, and in the church. And the Catechism says, in the form of a religious deception, offering men an apparent solution to their problems. Yeah, they offer the solution is socialism. That's our solution. Climate change and reduce the population through abortion. That's their solution. The Catechism says, however, they offer men an apparent solution to their problems at the price of apostasy from the truth. I see that Archbishop Vigano sees the big picture. These globalists, these Masonic globalists, want to implement a social disorder, the disorder of Western civilization, and they're going to get churchmen to apostatize from the truth. And many churchmen are walking hook, line, and sinker behind this Masonic agenda. That's what I see Archbishop Vigano conveying to our president, kind of like sounding the bells.
Your thoughts, Father?
You know, I'd like to bring in another Latin phrase. The Archbishop doesn't use it in his letter, but certainly he knows that it is also part of the whole dynamic here, and that is sensus fidelium, the sense of the faithful. And the point here that it's important to make that sort of, wraps up the things that we're saying is this. And I want to address this directly to each and every one of our viewers and listeners.
Sure.
You know the faith. You know the faith. The sensus fidelium is that awareness, that felt sympathy, if you will, of all the believers with what it is that we believe, because we live it. We're immersed in it. I mean, if we're sincere in our love for the church, for the scriptures, for the teachings of our faith, then, you know, you know it like the back of your hand, and you can feel it and you sense it, the sensus. Now, the reason this is so important here is that what the Archbishop is saying is that if there's a deep church, and if there's been an infiltration of these Masonic ideas and other kinds of heresy too, then the faithful have to really use that sensus fidelium. And I want to renew and accentuate the confidence we should have that, you know what, we do know the faith. Because sometimes some people dressed like me, whether they're deacons or priests or bishops, will say some things and they'll strike us the wrong way. And we'll say, wait a minute, I never heard that in any passage of the Bible or document of the Pope or page of the Catechism. Where's that coming from? And when you get that sense of, wait a minute, something sounds off here, okay, that's the sensus fidelium kicking in. Because you don't give automatic deference. Now listen carefully what I'm saying. You don't give automatic deference to somebody just because he's dressed like this. We do give deference to our legitimate pastors in the faith, but it's quite possible at times and quite real that even those that dress like I do depart from the faith. And it's the sensus fidelium that saves us. At that moment, we say, well, wait a minute, is this what the church has always taught or not? And it's only if it's what the church has always taught that it is to be believed. And those that come along and become clergy and preachers and bishops and even popes, we, each of us, has an absolute commitment, an obligation to convey to the rest of you, the faithful, what the church has always taught. Not what our own ideas are, or what our newly found fads might be, or what our political loyalties might say. No, we have to hand on what the church has always taught. And the beautiful thing about that is, there aren't people in the church that have, you know, esoteric knowledge or secret knowledge that nobody else has. You know, the Pope doesn't have any extra books of the Bible that the rest of us don't have, or chapters of the Catechism that the rest of us can't read. The faith is thrown open wide for all the faithful to know and to live and to feel. And so ultimately, anybody that puts himself in the position of a pastor within the church has an obligation to what that truth is.
Well said, Father Frank. Stay with us. I want to ask you another question from the Archbishop Vigano letter. The perennial teachings of the church. That's what Father's talking about. We'll be right back with more on the Terry and Jesse Show. This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And here's an easy way to support us by going to smile.amazon.com and type in Catholic Resource Center or Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And when you log in your Amazon account and you purchase products, a portion of it will go right back in supporting Virgin Most Powerful Radio. And it doesn't cost you a dime. I want to thank you ahead of time because that supports us year-round. May God bless you and your family.
Baby move in your tummy?
How does the baby eat?
Can the baby hear me?
How did the baby get in there?
Wow, a pregnancy can sure generate a lot of questions, but what's important is that a baby is a baby, inside and out of the womb, not just after birth, but 9 months before. at conception.
That's right. Every baby is a miracle. Hello, my name is Marianne Kuharski. I'm the director of Pro-Life Across America. If you know someone who is pregnant or in need of alternatives or assistance or would like to support the work of Pro-Life Across America, please visit our website at prolifeacrossamerica.org or better yet, simply dial #250 on your cell phone and say the keyword pro-life. Pro-Life Across America is non-political and totally educational.
A baby's heart is beating 18 days from conception.
Pro-Life Across America, the Billboard people.
This is Terry Barber. I want to thank you for your support here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Here's an easy way to do it. If you're going to sell or buy a house, call Real Estate for Life, 877-543-3871, because they're going to get you a Christ-centered agent to purchase your home or to sell your home. And at the close of escrow, a portion of his commission goes right back to Virgin Most Powerful Radio. Call 877-543-3871. Thank you so much for your support.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. To join the conversation, call 888-526-2151. Now, here's Terry and Jesse.
Welcome back to the Terry and Jesse Show. We have Father Frank Pavone from Priests for Life. I've got a question, but first of all, I want our listeners to support Priests for Life. Father Frank, how can people support the work you've been doing? Is sending them to your website, or what can we do to help you on that?
Yes, our main website is endabortion.us, endabortion.us. And Terry, you know, you're always very kind in mentioning this. Of course, we rely only on folks like that are listening to us right now to do our work. People like Alveda King, you know, you see her out there all the time.
Yeah.
Well, she's part of our team. You're supporting her.
Good.
When you support us. You're supporting Janet Morana and Silent No More, awesome. Rachel's Vineyard and all these other things. So endabortion.us. And there's a whole family of ministries, Terry and Jesse, as you well know,
yep.
including this very important task of healing the wounds of abortion. We who reject abortion never reject those who have had abortions. Our mission is to bring you back to the peace and mercy and forgiveness of Christ. So you'll see that on that website. You'll see our political activities. You'll see our media activities. You'll see the resources for churches, prayer campaigns, and a lot more.
One more thing I want to add, Father. Your platform for the Republican and Democratic parties is very clear. You have it in English and Spanish. I want to encourage our listeners to take a look at that when it comes to voting in about 5 or 6 months. It's critical that we know the facts before we vote. And so I just want to encourage people to do that. Father Frank, in this letter from Archbishop Vigano to President Trump, he also says this. This is kind of prophetic. Now, he says, we will discover that the riots that are going on today were provoked by those who seeing the virus in inevitably fading, and that the social alarm of the pandemic is waning necessarily had to provoke civil disturbance because they would be followed by repression, which, although legitimate, could be condemned as an unjust aggression against the population. He says the same thing is also happening in Europe, and it's going all over the world. And his position, and tell me if you, it made sense to me, Father Frank, he says he's not surprised that in a few months that we'll learn again that the hidden behind these acts of violence and vandalism are those who hope to profit from the dissolution of the social order so as to build a world without freedom. That's pretty prophetic.
It's very prophetic. It's very insightful. And it's a way of making sense out of what's going on. I mean, look at the timing.
Yeah.
How is it that just as this pandemic is starting to fade away, and people are starting to get back to their activities that they've missed for several months, is it a coincidence now that this has happened? I mean, that's why we have to be careful that, you know, we don't call what's been going on in our cities protests. You know, Americans know how to protest. You know, Alveda King and the civil rights movement, you know, they know how to protest. It's prayerful.
Yep.
It's generated from the churches. It's always orderly. These riots are not protests. No. And these are outsiders that are being bussed into these cities and are doing damage. And it has nothing to do with George Floyd. It's an outside agenda.
Yep.
It's an outside agenda by people who hate our way of life, trying to destabilize our society. And he's hitting the nail on the head.
Yep, I agree.
Which is one of the protocols of Masonry.
Yep.
The protocols of Masonry are destroy all religion, especially the Catholic religion. Mm-hmm. And that's where you destroy capitalism, you destroy the social order. This is why St. Maximilian Kolbe, specifically because of this Masonic infiltration into the West, this is why he founded the Knights of the Immaculate, the Militia of the Immaculata.
Militia, yep.
And this was to counteract the actions of the Masons, which basically are impelled by Lucifer. Because this disorder, this doesn't come from God. God is the God of order, 1 Corinthians 14:33. This disorder doesn't come from God. And the Masons were even so bold at the time of St. Maximilian Kolbe back in 1939, I believe.
1917 in Rome. Go ahead, Jess.
They actually had a parade.
That's right.
In the streets of Rome.
Yep.
Where they had a black flag showing the Archangel St. Michael, yep, beneath the feet of Lucifer.
That's right.
An inversion of the biblical story.
Yep.
And they had a writing right under it. It said, Satan will rule in the Vatican and the Pope will serve him in the uniform of a Swiss guard and other things of that kind. So the point that I'm making, yep, is there is a mortal hatred of the Catholic Church and our Lord Jesus Christ. And these aren't just deranged individuals. This is a systematic action by operatives that they're like a quasi-religion. I mean, they have the religious precepts. They have their military branch, Antifa,
yep,
and anarchists. They have political statements. You can, the fact of the matter is, this isn't just a hodgepodge of unemployed college kids. This is a diabolical organization. Father?
You know, people are likely feeling a little bit overwhelmed at everything that's going on, and even by, you know, the contents of this letter, which I want to urge folks to read. But let's, you know, the bottom line is this. If we can simplify this and get it to a point where, you know, what is it that we're supposed to be doing? The president, and Archbishop Vigano wrote this letter to him because he realizes that this is true. The president is standing up against evil. He's standing up against the evil of abortion, like no one else has done. He's standing up against the evil of religious oppression.
Amen.
He's standing up against those who attack our freedoms. Now, however a person might want to understand that, and there may be very good, you know, Catholics that, you know, they feel they just can't wrap their minds around, you know, everything that they're hearing. Just understand this. Number one, look at what the things are that the president is doing. Look at the concrete actions. They speak for themselves. If the president were not responsible for a long litany of actions helping our religious freedom, then standing in front of a church holding a Bible or standing in front of a statue of John Paul II wouldn't have the same meaning. But the reason that those are meaningful, sincere, significant gestures is that he's actually doing the things that are promoting the freedom of the word of God to be proclaimed and are promoting the kinds of things that John Paul II fought for. And again, if you go to our, in fact, let me invite people to go to this website,
sure,
prolifepresident.com. We have set that up to show people some of his achievements. We can hardly keep up with them ourselves, and we're doing this full time. Prolifepresident.com. And look at the concrete actions. You know, Jesus said something very, very clear and very, very true. He said, by their fruits you will know them. You want to know if this is a good president to support? Look at the fruits. Look at the actions. Most of them you've never heard of. I guarantee you, my friends, our audience here, most of the things he's done, you've never even heard of yet because they don't make it into the headlines. What people want to have in the headlines, you know, is all this noise and all this furor about the president and all these accusations again. But no, don't be distracted. Look at what he is accomplishing and imagine how much more he can accomplish with a second term. So the Archbishop is, it's sort of like, it's very pastoral, Jesse, as you were saying before. He's coming alongside this world leader, this president, and he's saying, coraggio, like we say in Italian, coraggio, stand firm. You're on the right track. You're doing the right thing. And everyone ought to be praying for you. And not just praying, but let's spread the knowledge of what this man is doing and his team, and let's get behind him.
Action items.
Father,
go ahead, Jess.
Archbishop Vigano is being a Barnabas.
Yeah, there
the
you
word
go.
Word Barnabas means a son of encouragement.
Yep.
That's exactly what he's being to President Trump. He's being a Barnabas. He's also being what St. Luke calls, he tells Peter, he says, confirm the brethren. That's what he's doing. He's confirming him as the successor of the apostles, that he's doing the right thing and to stand his ground. Terry?
No, I just think it's motivating me. I go right back. Father Frank, you probably have heard me say this over and over again. St. Pope Felix III said it in 475. Not to oppose error is to approve it. Not to defend right. truth is to suppress it. And indeed, to neglect to confound evil men when we can do it is no less a sin than to encourage them. I think Archbishop Vigano is saying, we got marching orders, folks. We got to stand up for Jesus right now and pray and act and get our faith in action, because right now, we are in I call it the Catholic moment, really, to save the world, to save souls. And Jess,
if you want to see true ecumenism, you have a Catholic archbishop encouraging a Protestant president to follow gospel principles. That's true ecumenism. That's not false ecumenism.
Nope.
And by the way, I want to thank Father Frank Pavone for forwarding my book, A Catholic Vote for Trump.
Absolutely.
The best
Amen.
Part of this book is his foreword. His foreword to this book is Red Meat for Catholicism.
Absolutely. Father Frank, I want to thank you. Stay with us, because we're going to talk about the five stones of David as action items every day, what Catholics need to do. Jess, go ahead and hit it, brother.
Yeah, the five stones of David. Remember 1 Samuel 17. We're in that moment right now. We have Goliath right in front of us. Number one, pray the rosary every day from your heart. If you want to be part of the reign of Mary, as St. Louis de Montfort promised, the rosary every day is essential. Number two, focus, center your life on the Eucharist. Go to Mass every Sunday. Receive our Lord in a state of grace. Go during the week to adoration. Pay visits to our Lord.
Amen.
Pray the spiritual communion prayer every day if you can't get to Mass. Number three, read the Mass readings every day. Read the Bible with the heart of the church, as
Amen.
Dr. Scott Hahn says. Number four, okay? Remember Fridays for Catholics? Hey, it's penance time. Penance every single Friday. Fatima, penance, penance, penance. Remember, Our Lady of Fatima says, some souls go to hell because nobody's offering sacrifices for them. Make sure Fridays is a day of penance for all Catholics. Yeah, you could go old school. Wednesdays and Fridays. And finally, make sure you're living in a state of grace. How? Make sure you're going to confession often. The great spiritual directors of our time tell us once a month, Catholics, at least once a month. And before you go to bed tonight, ask God to give you the grace to make a good act of contrition. Terry, I'm done.
Well said, Jesse. Father Frank Pavone, I got one big question to ask you. What state should we be living in, Father?
State of grace.
State of grace.
You got it. He knows that answer. And what state shouldn't we be living in, Father Frank?
Mortal sin.
You got it. Father Frank Pavone, priest for life, thank you again for joining us here at the Terry and Jesse Show. May God richly bless your ministry. And Jesse, I want to remind people, you're going to be here for we're not going to be here, but we have the men's conference via the computer, our iPhone app, and the YouTube channel. If you want to join us, go to virginmostpowerfulradio.org. And I want to thank all those who are supporting us to preach the truth in charity and with clarity. May God richly bless all of our listeners. And we have another show coming up with Mother Mary. And right after we take a quick break, I just want to say full sheen ahead here at Virgin Most Powerful Radio. God love you.
St. Faustina's Prayer for Priests. Oh my Jesus, I beg thee on behalf of the whole church, grant it love and the light of thy spirit, and give power to the words of priests, so that hardened hearts might be brought to repentance and return to thee, O Lord. Lord, give us holy priests. Thou thyself maintain them in holiness. O divine and great high priest, may the power of thy mercy accompany them everywhere and protect them from the devil's traps and snares, which are continually being set for the souls of priests. May the power of thy mercy, O Lord, shatter and bring to naught all that might tarnish the sanctity of priests. For thou canst do all things. Amen. Virgin most powerful, pray for us.
Virgin Most Powerful Radio, sharing the gospel with clarity and charity.